This is NPR's All Things Considered. I'm Linda Wertheimer.
And I'm Robert Siegel. In East Timor today, reporters came across more evidence of the atrocities committed by anti-independence militias backed by the Indonesian military. 10 charred bodies were found in a burnt-out pickup truck a few miles from the airport in Dili, the capital. Hundreds, perhaps thousands, of people have been killed since August 30th, when East Timor's people voted overwhelmingly for independence. The United Nations Human Rights Commission voted on Monday to establish an international inquiry to look into the killings. The Indonesian government has rejected the UN resolution, saying it would set up its own court to look into the matter. NPR's Eric Weiner reports from Dili.
The home of Manuel Carrascalau, a prominent East Timorese independence leader, was one of the first ransacked and burned by pro-Indonesian militia. He escaped the militia rampage, but others did not. Walking through the ruins of his house, only a few personal items remain. A Frank Sinatra album, some family photos. The militia took everything else. Behind the house, broken glass litters the grounds of what used to be a garden. But what strikes you the most, what tells you something is terribly wrong here, is the smell. At first unpleasant, eventually unbearable. The source of the odor is a small cement well covered by a flimsy piece of plywood. At the bottom of the well are several bodies badly decomposed and covered in maggots. The bodies have yet to be identified, but clearly much of the killing of the past few weeks was not entirely random. Militiamen targeted leaders of the independence movement in East Timor, as well as intellectuals, priests and nuns, local UN workers, and apparently young men of fighting age. A few miles away in the hills overlooking the capital, Dili, Carlisto Arruja Cruz retraces a funeral procession that took place more than 2 weeks ago. It takes more than an hour to hike up the rocky terrain that leads to a hilltop and four simple graves framed by bamboo poles. Underneath the mounds of earth are the bodies of four young men, aged 17 to 22. Arrujo Cruz, a family friend, says they left this small village on the morning of September 7th in search of food in Dili, just as they had several times before.
Normally they go and come back very quickly. So as the time was passing, I started to worry. I knew also that the soldiers, the Indonesian soldiers, in position here near the hospital, like to kill especially young men, Timorese young men.
A few hours later, Arrujo Cruz found the bodies of the four young men dumped on the side of a road riddled with bullets.
The bullets were from the feet to the head.
30 balas.
About 30 bullets in each body. They spent four magazines, one for each boy.
Arrujo Cruz suspects they were killed by Indonesian soldiers since automatic weapons were used, but that may be difficult to prove. There were no witnesses to the shooting. Some people, of course, survived the violence of the past few weeks, and they may provide the key to any war crimes investigation.
Hello, Mr.
Dili's main hospital, run by the Red Cross, is one of the few buildings in East Timor that escaped relatively unscathed. Doctors here are able to provide only basic medical care. Many of the patients need much more. The most common injuries are gunshot and machete wounds. Among the patients here is an 8-year-old girl, Liliano Trinidade. Doctors had to remove her right eye because of a gunshot wound. Speaking through an interpreter, her father, Marcario Jose, explains how the family had sought shelter at the home of Nobel laureate Bishop Carlos Bello when it was stormed by pro-Indonesian militia.
She was lying on the floor, and the militia pointed the gun. Yeah, so she was with her mother, and they pointed the gun at her and shot her.
Nearly everyone in East Timor, it seems, has similar stories to tell. The killing appears to have taken place one or two at a time. Peacekeeping troops have yet to stumble across evidence of mass killings on the scale seen in Kosovo or Rwanda. Brigadier David Richards is head of the British contingent in East Timor.
So far, there is no evidence of mass graves. You know, what is reported as mass graves turned out to be one or two bodies, and let's hope to God that that continues to be the case.
Richard says peacekeeping troops have orders to be on the lookout for evidence of possible war crimes, but their first priority is restoring order and ensuring that aid gets to those who need it the most. In the meantime, the intense tropical heat means that bodies are decomposing more quickly. Any investigation will be further hampered by the fact that departing Indonesian soldiers set fires to buildings that may have contained more evidence. There are also unconfirmed reports that bodies were dumped into the sea or decapitated in order to make identification more difficult. Unlike in Kosovo or Bosnia, where teams of forensic investigators arrived with peacekeeping troops, none have yet set foot in East Timor. David Wimhurst, spokesman for the UN mission in East Timor, called UNAMET, concedes they are in no position to conduct a thorough investigation.
The need for an investigation, proper specialists, forensic experts who can examine the evidence that we find as it turns up, is very, very urgent. Neither INTERFET nor UNAMET or any other agency currently on the ground is really equipped. That's not their principal role.
Aid workers distribute rice and medical supplies in the town of Dare. As the immediate humanitarian crisis in East Timor eases, people here are turning their attention to issues of justice. Marcos Antonio Amaral is a teacher who briefly worked for the UN during last month's referendum. He says he wants to see those responsible for the violence in East Timor brought to trial as quickly as possible.
Yeah, it's very important. Because they have killed a lot of people, they do everything very, very bad. Why not? Yeah. But it depends on the international support.
International support for a war crimes tribunal on East Timor is gathering momentum, despite resistance from Indonesia and its Asian allies, namely China. But it could take several more weeks before a full-scale forensics investigation gets underway. And as each day passes, more evidence of the atrocities in East Timor is lost. Eric Weiner, NPR News, Dili, East Timor.